kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla zine kuMfumfu 2024 ngoCape Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele.
Amapholisa athi adinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika $4 million kobulawayo.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuextend asikakhulumeze family. So asikakhuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do.
Umoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko kunikwa isicoco seqhawe leZimbabwe. Umdeni wakhe usithi wacela ukuthi abekwe lokobulawayo. Abalandeli be-Highlanders Football Club bathi kabasuze bebukele imidlalo elandelayo khonapha kobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa athi kakabophi abantu abayisithupha abatshontshe izigidi ezinye zamadola emelika $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank obulawayo izolo. Kubika uNgqwele Dube.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa uCommissioner Paul Nyathi uthi basahlolisisa udaba lolu.
We are still conducting investigations. When we have the information which is relevant to give to the media and the public, we certainly do so.
Ibhanga le-Ecobank livuke livaliwe namuhla kulotshwe phandle kwalo ukuthi behlelwe ingozi kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwabazemthetho abathwala imali yabe-Safeguard Security. Inkampani le ibikhangelelwe ukuba izathwalela imali le eHarare. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli esibafonele kubomakhalekhukhwini balile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Abantu abayisithupha laba bahluthune imali le ebilindwe ngabahlomileyo emoteni yeSafeguard Security phambili kwebhanga leli. Abantu laba babaleke ngemota yohlobo lweFord Ranger bethwele imibhobho ama-AK-47 lama-revolvers. Inkamba yamapholisa iseduze lendawo le. Omunye wababone lokhu kusenzakala unkosazana Sindisiwe Chuma.
Ngisezengifika emgodweni lapha ngithi ngiyathi ngibona abantu begijima. Engikhangele efonini ngithe ngiyathi ngibone abantu sebechapha umgwaqo, abanye akusela muntu kupassage yona leyana. Ngisemgodweni sengithi ngiyakhangela ngibone abantu sebethwele izibhobho. Ngahle ngagijima ngangena kubuilding ebiseduzane khonapho.
Umnumzana Englestone Swanda, umqondisi we-Green Africa Technologies, ubambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakale kobulawayo.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele. Egcekeni imali iphonguzompolwa kuphela. So nxa amapholisa ecabangela ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, wonke umuntu lathi sikubona njalo ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, kodwa hayi, amapholisa eZimbabwe nxa sebefuna ukukubamba sithemba bazababamba masinyane.
Ukuhluthunwa kwemali le kwedlula lokho kwenzakala phezu kwebholoho leGwebe River ngomnyaka ka-2021, lapho amasela athathela abezomthetho izigidi phose ezintathu zamadola emelika. Wabotshwa abantu ababesebenza kubhanga elathathelwa imali, abagwetshwa ukuba bavalelwe ejele okweminyaka emibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, nginguNgqwele Dube.
Umdeni kaMoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko ekubiyo leZebra njalo wakwaba umphathintambo kahulumende uthi wacela ukuba ingcwatshwe eLady Stanley Cemetery achi National Heroes Acre eHarare. Lobo kunjalo ibandla lezanupiyefu selimnike isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. UNqole Dube usipha njalo lolo daba.
Umnumzana Vusimuzi Dube uthi uyise wabatshela ukuba ofisa ukungcwatshwa labanye abalwa impi yenkululeko abagoqela owayekhokhela iviyo lezipra uLookout Masuku labanye.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukulet stand asikakhulumi ezefemi, so asikakhulumi ukuthi what exactly we're going to do. Asikahlangani njengemuli.
Unkosikazi Opa Mochinguri Kashiri utshele ababuthene emzini kamoyi ukuba usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe.
His Excellency the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, Comrade Dr. E.D. Mnangagwa, has conferred a national hero status to the late Comrade Colonel retired Chingar Judge Dube.
Lokhu bekufiswa ngunkosikazi Moli Ndlovu, olilunga lezanu-PF Politburo. Ibandla lezanu-PF lingakethuli umbiko ukuthi usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Bayakhala labalandeli beqembu lenguqu le-Highlanders ngokubhubha kukaDube. Okudale le-Highlanders Board, umnumzana Elkana Dube, uthi balahlekelwe ngumuntu obeyindoda emadodeni.
Sisebenzelayo wesikhathi eside uChinga elaye elilunga leqembu njalo futhi encedisa lapha lalaphayana, esebenzisa izimali zakhe, esebenzisa isikhathi sakhe ethuthukisa umsebenzi weqembu, ubexhasa iqembu ecebisa lapha lalaphayana, ikakhulu nxa iklabhu ibhoda idinga i-sponsorship ube singenisa amahofisi lapha lalaphana esincedisa kakhulu.
UDube owake waba ngumqondisi weZimbabwe Defence Industries njalo wamela emakhokhoba edale lephalamende ubhubhele eMatadei Hospital lapho ahlinzwe khona inhliziyo kulandela ukugula kwakhe kwamaviki ambalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, nginguNqwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7, sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, amavideos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Uhulumende unanze ilanga lababalisi ele World Teachers Day namhla eGogwe, lapha ncome amatijala ngomsebenzi abawenzayo lanxa bebhekane lengxaki eziningi. Ababalisi bathi bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo, njalo umphathintambo obona ngenhlelo zemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi uhulumende uyakulungisa lokhu. Uze sizwe okuningi ngokubhekane lababalisi, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uqokhele umnumzana Mandla Nkosi Siwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo ongumlobi oyimbongi ofundisa isikolo seJotsholo Secondary School.
Njengoba kuyi-Teachers Day umhlaba wonke, thina njengababalisi siyathaba ngoba silulanga okumele sihlale phansi sikhangele ama-achievements ethu, sikhangele mhlawumbe lama-weaknesses ethu, ama-strengths, njalo sikhangele ukusihlupha ngamafitshane. Ababalisi nabantu abaqakathekileyo kakhulu, ukuthi eBhayibhelini uJesu ngokwakhe kwakuthiwa ngurabhi, umbalisi omkhulu. So nxa sihlala ngelibanga elinjengaleli usinika umbono omuhle, siyalakha ukuthi sifundise abantu abo. But however, kulama-challenges amaningi. Ngithemba ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi-ke eZimbabwe umbalisi umuntu okukhangelelwa phansi ngendlela yokuthi imbadalo yethu incane. Kade sakhala, sikhokhe isikhala economic challenges as Africa, when ababalisi abakhubazekileyo abafuna ukuthenga ama-assistive devices, abafuna izinto zokusebenzisa nxa befundisa, bazidingela ngemali yabo ama-talking laptops, ama-software bayadila. So kungavele kuhluphe khonotshana kuba yizilipha.
Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngoba sizwile umphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube esithi ababalisi bazangezelelwa iholo. Ubona ingani kungaletha umahluko?
Ukuthokoza kuyabe kukhona nxa usithengiswa, kodwa isimanga esikhulu sesathengiswa kaningi. Mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ababalidi ngathi ngamafikitshane bamile bakhangele ukuthi kathi lezo zithengiso zingagcwaliseka njani, njengoba siyabona ukuthi iviki leyi phela ilokhu iphethe isilwa. Njalo uprofesa kasacacanga ukuthi uzafaka nini lokhu akufaka, njalo uzafaka ngasithi isilinganiso. Yilo uvalo olukhona ebabalidini asebesehluleka ukufundisa abantu abantu, asebesehluleka ukuhambisa omkabo kumbe imuli zabo ezibhedlela.
Uke wakhuluma ngokuthi ababalisi abakhubazekileyo babhekana lengxaki eziningi. Yiyo, ungachasisa kabanzi ukuthi kuyini lokho, njalo selake lakhweza yini lolu daba kuhulumende, kukanti lithola sizobani?
Uhulumende ngamafitshane ngamtshayela ihlombe ngalokhu ukuthi siwasinika u-AID. Kuqala imbali yethu u-AID wawuhamba layo ebhenki liyehluphela ngakhonokho kukhona, babengekho ku-payroll. So bathe sengani kungconywana lanxa kulezikhalazo ezithize. Izikhalazo zethu ezithize ukuthi yakusenza ama-policies amaningi. I-brain language ayi-observer kwesikhathi ama-software wela abhaliweyo ukuthi siwafake emthimeni ethu esiyidingela kanye ekhulumayo sikuthola late. So ngezinye indlela umbalisi okhubazekile uphakathi kwenkinga, ukanti izikole esifundisa kizo ezinye zi-unfriendly ngoba kasitho ukuthi azinama-ramps, i-environment yangikhona iyabe ingavunde ama-toilet laphana, hhayi ilanga liyaze lithone sikubalisa. Kodwa sesakuhambisa kuhulumende sehlanganiso rebi esihambisa khona kuhle ngoba sikabosenetha sibakhithwayo ukuthi basineshole noma usuli laphana bayenza sibesisebenza kobukhulu ukuthi bakukhuthaze uhulumende, kodwa-ke usilow sanwabo into wakhona.
Lo ngumnumzana Amandla Nkosi Sisuwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo njalo ngumlobi eyimbongi, ubexoxa cingweni losithandekile mdlanga weStudio 7 esejojolo. Siyasikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Israel lihlasela ngamandla kwele Lebanon lapho elithi lizama ukuthundubeza ibutho leHezbollah eliphosela amabhomba kulelo lizwe. Ele Israel selamasoja kwele Lebanon kanye leGaza eselilomnyaka lilwisana khona leHamas. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abeReuters. Uqhubekela phambili umkhankaso wokhetho lweMelika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Abancintisana kukhetho lolu owake waba ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump nomsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris bethekelela izabelo ezitshiyeneyo bedinga usekelo. Le yiStudio 7 yesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kwele South Africa sezithule isixwayiso zesithi sekungaqhamuka udlakela lwe-xenophobia kwele South Africa loba nini lubangelwa izindlela ezisetshenziswa nguhulumende umanyano ukuzingela lokubopha abangela amaphepha kwele South Africa. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba esiJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo omphakathi lezi zithi indlela uhulumende ozingela ngayo abokuza abangela amaphepha isivuse ukutshotshozela okukhulu enhlelweni zokuxhumana ku-inthanethi okuyinto engabangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela lwe-xenophobia. Ebulenjini be-inthanethi kugcwela abokuza laba bebaleka, abanye becatshe ephahleni, abanye beqhunqa izililo, bephoselwa emoteni zamapholisa sebefakwe izankosi. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa, unkosazana Cleopatra Buthelezi, uthi kungani kulohlelo olufihliweyo lokwenqabela bokuza ukuphuma phandle.
Abasakwazi ukuphila freely, abasakwazi ukuhamba freely, akwenzeki lutho nje freely. Bavalelekile, abanye abakwazi ukuya emsebenzini, abanye abakwazi mabengaya emsebenzini, bayaxoshwa emafletini, abanye bahleli phandle on the street with abantwana.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo engumqondisi enhlanganisweni ye-Women in Diaspora Association, uNkosazana Vuyani Hlazo, uthi izenzo zikahulumende lezi seziphehle inzondo engadala umonakalo omkhulu.
Ungathi into yakhona isile nzondo yagcina yenza kungabi ukuthi kuqondiswa abantu ukuthi babe namaphepha, but inkinga esinayo ukuthi imajority abayiba amavoters ala ekhaya basizonde obazonda ama foreign nationals.
Le into egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Inches asithi
the department ye immigration kumele ibe ne improvisions sokuthi noma umuntu angaphakathi kweleli lizwe ahambe ku home affairs ayo extend amalanga ayenze noma yini ukuthi sibe nabantu wa registered singaphakathi kweleli.
Unkosikazi Sharon Ekambarami oyenhlanganiso ye lawyers for human rights amagqwetha ezamalungelo abuye njalo asebenze le Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia elwisa umkhuba wezanophobia, uthi inhlelo zikahulumende lezi sezenze kwabonakala sengathi bonke abantu bokuza izigange. Olwela amalungelo wakwele South Africa umnumzana Siphiwe Mbatha uthi usizi ukuthi sekusenziwa sengathi abokuza akulanto enhle abayenzayo.
For example, uma ubheka kumalokishi wethu kunamashop abantu base Somalia, Ethiopia, abaphuma ngaphandle kwe-South Africa. For example, angisagibeli ukuya edropeni, angisagibeli, angisayi mall la ngithenga khona kungqoba nkulu wo Pick n Pay ko Shoprite. Sengithenga kubo la ngamanana phansi. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ndangaphathi kevani kwenyanga ngenamali, ngikolodisi. But angikwazi ukuya ku Pick n Pay or Checkers or Shoprite ngiyokolodisa.
Kodwa umsekeli kampani Ntambo ogaja lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Njabulo Nzuza utshele iParliament ukuthi abanqanelanga abantu bokuza kodwa balwisa ukwephulwa komthetho okungena elizweni.
The only issue that we have to deal with
asihlosanga ukuvimba ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngoba vele abantu bazahlala bengena bephuma esikwenzayo ukwenqabela ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Kodwa inhlanganiso zamalungelo oluntu zithi uhlupho lolu luza qedwa kuphela ukupha abokuza laba amaphepha ukuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngiyothuso Khumalo.
The Voice of America.
Sikasizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Abantu abayizigidi ezingamajumi amabili lanhlanu 25 million babhekana lendlala esabekayo kwele Sudan. Abedlula izigidi ezilijumi 11 million sebebalekile emizini yabo. Omele elemelika kunhlanganiso yamazwe wonke e-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield uthi lolu luhlupho olukhulu olwedlula okwenzakala kwezinye indawo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi udube lolu lubangelwe yimpi engelangqondo eziyenze ukuba abantu beswele ukudla, amanzi, imithi lokunye. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali njalo umhlaba wonke jikelele uncede abaswela ukudla. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi eZamzam Camp eDapua ngohlola njalo nyaka bekusifa umntwana oyedwa kumahola amabili ngenxa yendlala. Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi uthi isimo sesisibi kakhulu ngoba kulabantwana abalambayo, abahluphekayo njalo labahlala bejojobele. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali esigabeni se-El Fasher, eGatun lezinye indawo lapho okulabantu abaningi asebebalekele impi yomvukela. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi ibutho lakwele Sudan kanye labahlamukela uhulumende abe-Rapid Support Forces yibo abenza konke lokhu. Uthi kumele kususwe yonke imigoqo yokuvinjwa kokudla okumele kufinyelele uZulu ikakhulu esigabeni se-Andre. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi kumele inhlanganiso ezisiza uZulu zincede abantu abahluphekayo elizweni leli ngokuphangisa. Uthi elemelika lizanika eleSudan izigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane $424 million yokunceda abahluphekayo elizweni leli lamanye aseduzane lalo. Uphinde wathi inhlangothi zeMelika ezimbili sezincede iziphepheli zawele Sudan ngezigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane amadola eMelika US $223 million. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi Bonke abantu abakhathazwa ludubo lolu kumele bencede abantu bakwele Sudan njalo kube lenkulumo zokubeka phansi izikhali. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo, isiphathamandla seqembu lomdlalo wenguqu eLeylanders Football Club uSihlangu Dlodlo uthi balusekela uhlelo oluqoqwa ngabalandeli olokukhalala ukubukela umdlalo ozakuba khona enkundleni yeBaberfield Stadium ngesonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Udlodlo uthi kuzakuba yinyama yembongolo ikhetho omthandayo ngesonto lapho abanye abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abaqoqe ukuba baye kuthana endaweni yokuzithokozisa yeHighlanders Clubhouse kulokuba babukele umdlalo ozakuba phakathi kwaleli qembu leZPC Caripa.
In marketing, the basic principle is that products compete.
Ungananzela kumarketing osemqoka kuba lokho okuthengisayo kuyabanisana kuhahabela labo abathengayo. So kubalandeli beqembu abaqoqa umcimbi wabo ngesikhathi sinye kulo mcimbi oqoqwa yi-PSL nanjengeHighlanders isekelayo mibili limcimbi.
Inkuthazo yokuba abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bekhalele ukuya enkundleni iqale ngemva kokuba iqembu leli kuthiwe kumele lihlawule inkulungwane eziyisithupha zamadola eMelika 6,000 ngemva kokuba umdlalo walo wenkezo Chibuku lele Simbabora ungasafikanga emaphethelweni kunyanga yedluleyo. Umlandeli weBhoso uBeatrice Mpofu uthi lokhu bakwenza ngoba bekhathele ukucindezelwa okwenziwa iqembu labo abalithandayo.
Asingayini eground eBF ngesande. We are tired ngokuqibelezelwa ngabarefu lapha eZimbabwe kula team esupportwa njengeHighlanders.
Omunye njalo umlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uBlessing Sweswe laye uthi ukubona kungcono ukuba batshengisele ukukhonana kwabo ngokubuthana eClubhouse.
Abantu asambene eClubhouse sinikeni i-team imali kwanisa ukufayinda.
Umsekeli weqembu leDynamos uBernard Chimutsotso uthi laye uvumelana lenyathelo leli lifuna ukuthathwa ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders.
Hayi vele lokhu right because lapha abalungiseli bona bodwa beHighlanders banozilesela lathi thina beDynamos. For example, uyibonile imatch eHighlanders versus Dynamos. Our player wachangi eyopho urefu akhiphanga even icard.
Umkhankaso lo ukuba abalandeli bekhala le ukuya enkundleni ngesonto usulumathe wasabalala waze wafika la kwamanye amazwe. Njalo umgcini sihlalo wabakhokheli beqembu leHighlanders eBotswana uSifas Chuma uthi labo bawusekela.
Siyenze i-arrangement yokuthi imali sifake ku-orange money kulezi number esizazithumela. Kodwa besinxusa futhi wonke abalandeli beqembu ukubana baye kuzona lezo ndawo eFrancis Town lakhona lapha eGaborone lapha ama-contributions azathathelwa khona bese siwaqoqa siwahambise eClubhouse.
UPressure Sibanda laye ungumlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uthi ume waxamalaza nxa ehluza lolu daba lokukhalala kwabalandeli beBhoso ukuya enkundleni.
Of course PSL maybe it will be affected ngepercentage abazayithola because of the number of people abazangena eBF, but at the same time I think imali yona le ezakhitshwa ngabantu eClubhouse will at the end of the day taken to pay the bills the ABF.
Abaningi abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abaloba ebulenjini beveza ukusekela kwabo ukuba kungayiwa enkundleni. Izahluko zabalandeli ezisendaweni ezehlukeneyo ezigoqela iSouth Africa chapter lazo sezikhuphe imbiko zisitsho ukuba zivumelana nalawo umkhankaso. Kuvamile ukuba nxa iqembu leBhoso lidlala abantu besuke kude lakhatshana bezolibukela leli qembu, kodwa kulimpela viki iningi labo lithi lizathumela imali kuphela. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo ngimu Joseph Njanji.
So isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 esithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani sihlobo. Ya, hayi singathena singabantu nje singakhali ngegovernment yaseSouth Africa. Igovernment yaseSouth Africa isebenza ngamalungelo abantu omphakathi, kungakho nje libona ngathi bayakhetha banobandlululo ebantwini bakithi. So thina ingxaki esinayo ukuthi yena laba abakithi laba i-ambassador yakithi nabo umthuli Ncube ne-government yabo yibona abasiphilisa kanzima. Awuke kuze uthathe i-passport ulifake kuma 5,000 something, ngapha i-permit ifuna 4,000, which means almost 10,000. Nabona ukuthi ibona abasibulalayo. Thina kumele ukuthi sitshele i-ambassador nabo umthuli Ncube lobahlise lezi zinto zabo lezi zokudulisa ama-passport. Ngoba kulokuswisa ukuhlunga kakhulu abanye abantu abasebenzi abanye bakhola u 2.5 ngenyanga, kodwa kumele ukuthi abekele inami imali ye-passport uzoyiqeda nini.
Salibona VOA. Ubulisayo umethusele uBanda
la Freedom Park ngokuhlala eGoli kutsho izimo zasekhaya ekhaya ukithi lenyama endlovu lengidabuka khona. Ya siyazizwa indaba zabomakagwayi kunzima lokho. Siyazizwa siyazibona sizirevele kukubi namanje kusasekubi. Kusasekubi ubhizi uthengelana lezi nduni izimota ngithi uroba zona induna lezi ukuthi ziroba abazali bethu ekhaya nathi sinje siyavota wethuselwa. Emovotini la siyayithusela emovotini lapha into ezenzakala ekhaya lezinduna nazo.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Bithi Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculo kamaskandi osacathulayo umadibhini ephethe idlaladi lakhe lakuqala elesihloko esithi abathakathi. Lumculi udabuka emadojeni esigabeni sePhumugwe kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Nawe xoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngiyabingelela ngenkulu injabulo emsakazweni. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuhlangana nani ngalesi sikhathi balaleli nabathandekayo. Umfana wasafikayo endimeni zomculo ocula uMaskandi. Uzibiza ngokuthi nguMadibhini, uMadibhini Music Productions. UFacebook nguMaclean Mpofu, uMaclean Skizora Mpofu.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Abangathanda ukuxhumana nathi bangasithola ku number ezithi 0793490953. UFacebook bangavula bangangena epageini elithi Maclean Mpofu, Maclean Skizora Mpofu. Lapho ke bazothola yonke imininingwana eqondene nabakudingayo. Then abadinga umculo ukuthi bangawuthola kanjani, bangawudownloada enkundleni zonke ezithengisa online, kuSpotify, on YouTube, even nakhona futhi bangazidownloada. Abafuna ama-CD nama-USB ayatholakala njalo endaweni ezifana naseSoweto, naseJohannesburg, ku-Free Street. Bakontakta yona le inamba futhi usho nje ukuthi indawo ukuphi, bayathola i-delivery.
Abalandeli ubatshela wapha amazwi?
Abalandeli ngibatshela umlayezo othi kusesekuningi lukhulu oluzayo, mthwakazo omuhle lukhulu oluzayo. Ngithembisa injabulo engasoze ukuphela masinya, ngithembisa uthando olukhulu, ngithembisa ukudla kwendlebe okunohlonzi, ukudla kwendlebe okwakhayo ezimulini eziningi okududuzayo emoyeni edabukile. Jabulela kakhulu ukuhlangana nani, ngingajabulela kakhulu uthando lwenu, isapoti yenu bobhuti nabosisi bobaba nabomama bomkhulu nogogo. Ngingajabula kakhulu,
ngiyabonga.
Hayi namhlanje ke isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoye, ngakho ke siyathemba ukuthi sizaba lempela viki elijukela. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kobulawayo kwenzeka inkemenkeme enkulu amapolisa lokhu edinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika 4 million US dollars. Ake kwehlule kwanamhlanje ukuthi siqhubeke silani olivalisa ngenjabulo umthombo sithemba uKips Dube lilale
uhlelo lwezindaba zezimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.